One thing, I want to get back to George's point earlier in terms of now that we have these markers, are we sure that the assays that we have are really accurately assessing them? How do we look at these two patients in terms of their HER2 assessment, George, and what do we know about false negatives, false positive IHC and FISH with HER2?
If we look at the two standard ways of looking, I might add that there are more than two. But if we look at immunohistochemistry, which is, of course, a protein-based assay, and fluorescence in situ hybridization, which is actually measuring gene copy, we actually have a pretty fair amount of data at this point. I think it's safe to say that immunohistochemistry represents an art form, and that is to say that when we ask the pathologist to look under the microscope and say, is something 0, 1 plus, 2 plus, or 3 plus? And there's certainly variability among pathologists. There's variability with the same pathologist from day to day. And it's reasonably likely that probably about 15% of the time, 20% of the time, the average pathologist just gets it wrong. Now, there's also problems that can be related to fixation, which antibody you use, et cetera. But even in good hands, there's a fair amount of interpathologist and intrapathologist variability. Now, fluorescence in situ hybridization, in theory, should overcome those problems. And that is to say that when you do FISH testing, you have an internal control in the form of chromosome 17 centromere marker. So you should be able to count the number of centromeres and count the number of HER2 in the cell and should be able to get a ratio that should be absolutely perfect. Now, of course, in the real world, nothing is perfect. And indeed, there is now some emerging data that suggests that because fluorescence in situ hybridization is fluorescent, that's to say that it has to be done fairly quickly, and because pathologists are not all equally well-trained, there is, in fact, false positives and false negatives for FISH as well, which is difficult for all of us. I think that's going to get better over time. Today in my hospital, we tend to use FISH pretty much exclusively. I would not criticize someone who, for instance, if they had a 2-plus by immunohistochemistry, did FISH on that patient and ignored FISH on a 3-plus patient. I think the tougher area actually are those patients who are 0 and 1-plus, because we know from a fair number of studies that some of those patients, in fact, are FISH positive as well. I think 3% and 7% respectively in the largest database that I've seen. Do you want to ignore 7% of 1-pluses when their life might be saved by HER2 testing with FISH? I don't know the answer to that. Part of that is cost-benefit analysis. Part of it is availability in your own hospital. But in my hospital, we typically would use FISH.
Eric, we've known about the issue of false negative and false positive ER for a while, and I have, and lots of people, have been furious about it, thinking about a therapy reduce recurrence rate by 50%. Now we have another targeted therapy that reduces recurrence by 50%. What can a physician in practice do to assure that they're getting an accurate HER2 test?
I think that the first thing that one can do is, if there's any question in your mind about the validity of the test, either because you simply don't trust the people doing the test or because it's discordant with the clinical data you have. So by that I mean the 55-year-old woman with an ER-PR-positive lobular cancer that comes back HER2 3+. You know that lobular cancers are almost negative, not never, but almost negative HER2 positive. So in situations like that, or in situations where you just don't trust the people doing it, you have to ask for it to be repeated. And back to George's comment earlier about managing people in the metastatic setting, I mean, I think one of the reasons why more and more we're going back to doing biopsies in the metastatic setting and sometimes doing repeated biopsies in the metastatic setting is to make sure we know what's going on with the tumor. I actually think with HER2 that most of the time there is very little change from primary to the metastatic setting. And even when there are reported changes, that much of that may all be testing error.